ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas, Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin, Rav Yerucham Olshan, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shir will Be'ezra Hashem be a Masechta Nida, Daf Mem Ches. And we're going to start with the new Perek, Perek Basimen, the sixth Perek. The Mishnah brings down a machlaikis between the Ramer and the Chachamim. What happens if you have a girl that brings the Simen HaElyon without bringing the Simen HaTachtoin? Rav Meir says, Loi Chaletzas V'Loi Misyabemes. And the Chachamim say, Oi Chaletzas V'Loi Misyabemes, because they say, it's not possible that the Elyon should come without the Tachtoin. Rav Meir holds it is possible. Now the Gemara is mavur that Be'emes, even according to Rav Meir, Al Pirev, the Simen HaElyon doesn't come without the Simen HaTachtoin. Nevertheless, Rav Meir is Chayshi Limiyuta, which is why he says, Lei Chaletzes V'lei Misya Be'emes. This Nakuda, even though the Gemara says it according to the Havamina, remains even the Maskana, who can mavur and Taisis with the very Maskal Ba Simen, and the Marsha and the Rashash there. Now as for the Shitas Rabbanon, the Gemara says that technically it would have been possible to be Mefarish, that the Rabbanon also agree that there's a Reiv. And nevertheless, the Rabbanon hold that she could be Chaletzes or Mesiyah Bemes, because the Rabbanon go to Shitasam and they hold Leichashinan Lemiyuta. Nevertheless, the Gemara, that the Mishnah tells us Mefurish that it's E-Efsher, that the Rabbanon disagree in the Metzias and Ramer, and they hold it's impossible. It's not only a Reiv. It's 100% vadai that there's a Simen HaElyon, there's a Simen HaTachtoin. And therefore, they hold that even if you were a Baidik and you found that there wasn't a Simen HaTachtoin, because it's impossible, we're going to have to say that must be that the Simen HaTachtoin actually came and just it fell off. That's the Gemara. Now, we have to be makdim that the Etzem Achleikis between Ramer and the Chacham of Chashin and Lemiyuta or not, the Makar is Masech Divamas of Samach Aleph, and the question over there is whether or not a ketana could have yibum. And Ramer says a ketana can't have yibum because we're chayshish, maybe she's an islandess. Even though Reiv girls are not islandess, but chayshina lemiyuta, which is why she can't be misyabim. Whereas Rabbanon hold lei chayshina lemiyuta, so we're not chayshish that this girl might turn out to be an islandess, which is why she could be misyabim. Frek taisus in our sugi b'divya maskwa chacham b'maimrim, it turns out, according to the Rabbanon l'shitasam, even on the tzad that she actually is a ketana, she still could be misyabim. So why does our mission have to tell us that according to Rabbanon, oy chaletzes oy misyabemes, because it's e'efsher that the Elyon should come without the tachtein, even if technically the Elyon could come without the tachtein, and even if we were to assume that she doesn't have shtei sires and she's actually a ketana, but as far as yibum is concerned, who cares? The shitas Rabbanon is that a ketana could be misyabemes. So Taisu says, enechanami, the reason why the Chachamim need to say that she's for sure a Gdaila is just for Chaletzes. But Mesiyah Bemes, technically she can do even on the tzad that she is a Ketana. It's a Deichik in the Mishnah, but that's how Taisvis is Mukrach to say to answer this Kasha. However, Rabbi Kivi Eger says a different Teretz. So Rabbi Kivi Eger, on the tzad that she's a Ketana, it turns out that even though we're talking about a girl that has Shanim, she's 12 years old, she didn't have Shtei Sires. So this girl is already showing somewhat of a simen that she's an islandess. Taisus Masech Divamas Daf Pei says that this is the Chachamim say that we're not chayshish lemiyuta, and we're not chayshish that this girl will be an islandess, and a ketana could be misyabim. That's only if she has no simani islandess whatsoever. But if she has any of the simani islandess, that's a reyesa, and then even the Rabbanon are chayshish lemiyuta, and they'll say that she can't be misyabim. So Im Kain, if we would not say this that the Chachamim say, that it's the Efshel Elyon, Lavei B'li HaTachtayin, and if we would assume the Tzad, that she actually doesn't have Shei Cyrus and she's a Ketana, that would already constitute somewhat of a simen that she's an islandess, because she passed the normal time when girls usually bring Shei Cyrus. And in such a case, the Rabbanon would be Chayish L'Miyuta, and she would not be able to Misyavim, because we'd be Chayishish, and maybe she's an islandess. So Lefizeh, the Divrei HaMishnah go Kepshutan, that the Chacham Omer Misyabemes, because, no, it's Barer that she definitely had the Shei Cyrus, so there's no reyes to tell us that she's an islandess, which is why she could be Misyabim. Adkan, this pshat of Rabbi Kiveger, Tefe'emfer, Taisus' Kasha. Taisus L'Shitasei doesn't say that, even though he himself says in Yivam Estav Pei that once there's one simon that she's an islandess, the Rabbanon would be made that we're chayshish, because one simon that there's an islandess means a simon vade that she's an islandess. But the etzem fact that she's above 12 and she doesn't yet have Shtei Cyrus is not definitely a simon that she's an islandess. As we learned in the previous daf, that as long as she shows Shtei Cyrus somewhere before the age of 20, she would be a regular girl and not an islandess. Rabbi Kiveger holds that it's enough of a reyesa that we should be chayshish l'miyuta. However, Taisus holds that that does not suffice, and in such a case, the Rabbanan would not be Chayshish L'Miyuta, which is why Taisus has to answer what he answers, that Enachanami, the Ikr that the Rabbanan need, that it's the Efshel Elyon, Lavi B'liya Tachtayin, is only for Chayletzas. Adkan this Inyan, and now let's go to the next Nakuda, Me'inyan Le'inyan, Va'isay Inyan. The Ritva, an our Mishneh, asks Samari de Kakasha, and as I fricked also the Rashash and the Orchlaner, and the Ar Gadol, and many other Achrayim. They ask, the Gemara is Masber, that the reason why according to Rameir Lechaletzes Vlemisya Bemis, even though Al Pirayv, if the Simon HaElyon is there, she must have had Shtei Cyrus, but we're Chayshinon Lemiyuta. And because we're Chayshin Lemiyuta, we're Chayshin that she didn't actually bring the Shtei Cyrus, and she's a Ketana. Now, Lu Yitzur, she's actually a Ketana. Why can't she be Misyabim? That's also only Rameir Lechitasei, like we said earlier, the Rav Meir holds in the Masech Divam Stav Samach Aleph that a Ketana can't be Mesiyah Bemis because we're Chayshish that she's going to be an islandess. Now even though that's Gufa only a Miut, but Rav Meir holds Chayshin and Lemiuta. Im Kain, they ask, that Ve'etzam in effect, this is a Miuta de Miuta. Because Al Piraiv, once she has a Semen Elyon, she probably brought the Semen Tachlin and she's actually a Gdaila. And even on the Tzad that she's a Ketana, Al Piraiv, she probably won't turn out to be an islandess and she can't be Mesiyah Bem. It's only a Miut that will turn out to be Eileniyos, and she cannot be Misyabim. So I'm saying that Tzad, that this girl cannot be Misyabim, is a Miuta de Miuta. Now, Ray, the Klal is, like it says in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yutes, and Masechta Vedazar, Daf Lamed Daled, there are Meiros Chayish Le Miuta, but Le Miuta de Miuta, Loi Chayish. So why does our Meir say over here, that if it's Bas Simen HaElyon, B'loi Simen HaTachtein, that she cannot be Chaletzes of Loi Misyabemis, she should be able to be Misyabim, because it's only a miyuta de miyuta. And here we can answer Taisus' Teretz and Enachanami, the Ikra is Lechayletzes and not Lemisyabemes. Because Bishlam and the Chachamim that say, Oichayletzes and Misyabemes, the din is true. She could be Chayletz and she could be Misyabim. Just this, that she could be Misyabim, is even without the fact that it's the Efshel Elyon Lavei Achshel Ba Tachtein. But Rameiru says, Lechayletzes Lemisyabemes, Lechayre, the din that Lemisyabemes is not true. She should be able to be Misyabim because the tzad that she should not be able to be Misyabim is only a Miuta de Miuta. Azoi fragens it. And for the Ritva, that this that we say, that by a Miuta de Miuta a mayor is not Chayshish, that's only if the two Miuts are kosher to each other. For example, in the case of Masechta Vedazara, we're talking about that there's a Keva and we want to be Chayshish, that this Keva is also Bahanoah because it was Nishchat LaVedazara. That the Metzius was that they were only Sheikhet Agolim LaVedazara. And it's not clear, Bechlal, that this Keva is the Keva of an Egel. So Al Pi Reiv, it's not the Keva of an Egel, Bechlal. And even if it is the Keva of an Egel, Reiv Agolim are not Nishchat LaVedazara. So when we're looking and we want to think if this Keva is the Keva of an Egel that was Nishchat LaVedazara, there's two Reivs telling us that it wasn't. First of all, Al Pi Reiv, it's Bechlal, not an Egel. And secondly, there's a Reiv that even if it is an Egel, it wasn't Nishchat LaVedazara. Mashenkin, in our case, the two Reivs have no Shaykhs to each other. One's a Reiv that says that she's probably a Gdaila. Legabi dat, Chashin al-Miuta, that she's a Ketana. Now there's another question. There's another Reiv that says that she's probably not going to be an islandess. And in that it's Chashin al-Miuta, that she is an islandess. These two Reivs do not pile up to each other so that the result of the Miut should be a Miuta de Miuta. There's a Miut legabi one Shaila, and there's also a Miut legabi the other Shaila. So in each Shaila individually, we're Chayish Lemiuta. In regards to the Shaila, if she's a Gdaila or not, we're chayish nimuta that she's a ktana. And regards to the shayla, if she's going to end up being an islandess or not, we're chayish nimuta that she's going to be an islandess. And Ramel, it's not considered a miuta the miuta. It's just two separate miutim, and Ramel is chayish for each one of the individual miutim. That's the teretz of the Ritva. Now we have to speak out that the fear of Kiveiga that we said earlier to answer Taisus' kasha, the chayru kibnimiyash of the Ritva's question as well. Because our Rav Kiveiga understands that on the tzad that this girl doesn't actually have shtei sairis, so that's considered like a simen of islandess, and even according to the Rabbanon, there's a reyesa and we would be chayish lemiyuta. Im kain yesh leimar the ruah din, according to our mayor, that says that we're not chayish lemiyuta the miyuta, but in one shayla, whether or not she's a gdail or a ktana, we're going to be chayish lemiyuta that she didn't bring the shtei sairis. The regular were chayish that she didn't actually bring the shtei sairis, that itself constitutes a reyesa that maybe she's an islandess. So now in regards to the next shayla, it doesn't have a regular din of a miyut. Just like according to the Rabbanan, who usually hold leichashina lemiuta, they would be chayshish for such a miyut because it's a miyut that has a reyesa to it. So too according to Rameir, that usually says leichashina lemiuta de miyuta, but the regular that were chayshish for the first miyut, that she doesn't have shtei sairis, now the next question, if she's an islandess, isn't a regular miyut. It's a miyut that has a reyesa to that tzad. And therefore, in such a case, he would be chayshish lemiuta de miyuta. That's how we can answer this Maritika Kasha of the Rishayim and the Achrayim based on the side of Rav Kiveiga. Ad kan this nakuda, and now let's go weiter again, me inyan le'inyan, ba'aisai inyan. The Mishkanei Siyakov in the Chelek Evan Ezer, Simon Membeis, asked the following question. In our Mishnah, we're obviously going where it's clear that the girl is 12 years old, because if she's not 12 years old, even if she has a Simon HaTachtin, it doesn't help, it's just a Shuma Ba'alma. Im Kain, Hare, the Gemara says earlier, on Daf Mem Vav, and later again on Daf Mem Chesamad Beis, that there's a Chazaka de Rava that tells us that once a girl is 12 years old, she for sure has Simanim. Now Im Kain, the tzad that this girl who brought the Simon Elyon doesn't have the Simon HaTachtin is only a Miuta de Miuta. First of all, Al Pirayv, the Simon Elyon only comes if the Simon HaTachtin is there. Vaid, the fact that she's 12 years old indicates that she probably has the Simanim. And if you're going to say that in order to create a muta de muta, you need two raivs, not a raiv and a chazaka, Zakti Mishkenes Yaakov, 2 points. First of all, the Gemara Masech Devamist of Kufyutas is Mefurish, that even a raiv plus a chazaka could join together to make the miut be considered a muta de muta. So here too, the raiv that the Simon Elyon came after the Simon HaTachtin, plus the chazaka that a girl who reaches 12 years old has Shtei Cyrus, should be able to join together to make it a muta de muta. That's 1 point. Va'id, be'emes, this chazaka de Rava isn't really a chazaka. It's not like the classic chazaka, chazaka de Meikara. This chazaka is a chazaka min a svara, which is based on a svara that al-pi raiv, most girls who reach 12 years old, have simanim. So definitely, these two raivs should be able to be mitzdarif together. The raiv that the Simon Elyon came, there's definitely Simon HaTachtin, plus the raiv that there's shanim, so she definitely has Cyrus, in order to make the possibility that she doesn't have Cyrus to be only a muta de muta, and even according to her mayor, it should be leiche letzes v'leiche misebemes. Now over here, we can't answer the teretz of the Ritva that these two miyutim are two separate sveikas. Because here, Avada, they're mitzurif, and they're talking about the same exact suffix. The possibility that this girl doesn't have Cyrus is only a muta de muta. First of all, that she shouldn't have Cyrus when she has a Simon Elyon is only a miut, and that she shouldn't have Cyrus when she's 12 years old is only a miut. So the possibility that this girl, bottom line, has no Cyrus should be only a muta de muta, and her mayor should not be chayshish for that. This is the Maritik Akash of the Mishkanes Yaakov. And based on this, he wants to be Mechiach, that Be'emes, Chazaka the Ravi isn't really a Chazaka. Like we are Mayrach Vesiyat HaDashmaya on the Shir Tadaf Ben Vav, that Be'emes, we have to understand, if the Ravi has a Chazaka, that if he's 12 years old, she definitely has Simanim, why does Ravi say that we cannot rely on that Chazaka in regards to Chalitza? The Gemara says that we only rely on Ravi's Chazaka in order to be Machmarin to say that she can't be Mamayin. But to rely on it to say that her chalitza is a chalitza, that we cannot do. So we said in that shir, 5 possible mahalchim. And one of the mahalchim was the mahalch of the Mishkanes Yaakov to say that be'emes the chazaka de Rava isn't really a chazaka at the raisa level. It's just that the kana de Rabbanan, which we rely on, the gabidinim de Rabbanan, for example, in regards to mion. But chalitza, which is in the raisa, needs a chazaka, which is a real chazaka at the raisa level, and the chazaka de Rava isn't a deraisa, dika chazaka. And the Mishkanes Yaakov brings one of his rayas from Arasugya, the fact that it's not considered a miyuta, the miyuta, indicates that it's not a real reif. But the ma'isa, we brought that many Rishayim and Achrayim and Mavur are not like that. Primarily, the Ramban and the Rajbe and Masech Tachul and Daf Gimel, they say that Be'emes, it is a full din reif, and the reason why we can't rely on it, Lagabi Chalitza, is because of the halacha that even when there's a reif, if it's possible to be Mavar, we have to be Mavar. Just like in regards to reif mitzuyin as a shechita mumchenein, but if we can check into the shaykhet, we're mechuyev to, and we should not be samech on reif. So too, in regards to the chazaka de Rava, even though be'etzem midaraisa, we should be able to rely on the chazaka, but b'makam where it's efshel levarer, we're mechuyev to be mevar, which is why we're not samech on it legabe chalitza. Im kein, it comes out that be'emes, it is a chazaka de gemura. So we're back to the question of the Mishkanes Yaakov. Im kein, it should be a miyuta de miyuta, and Rav Meir should not be chayshed over here that she doesn't have Cyrus to tell us leichai letzas v'loi misya be'emes. Now the emes is that this question of the Mishkanes Yaakov is mitli toli in the Gemara's Havamina and the Gemara's Maskana. Let's start with the Gemara's Maskana. Maskana is a Gemara we're talking about in our Mishnah in a case where we were a Baidik and there were no Cyrus. Now in that case, you can't ask a question that it's a miyuta de miyuta. Because it's Mefurish in the Gemara earlier on the Daf Mem Vav, that in a case where we were a Baidik, a girl that's 12 years old and there were no Cyrus, we don't say that there's a Chazaka de Rava to say that Be'emes she had Cyrus and they were Nashru, but rather it remains a Reyesa in the Rav, and it's just a Sufik Ashokol if she had the Cyrus or not. And in regards to the Reyesa, we're going to be Machmer, and in regards to Rabbanan, we're going to be Mekel. V'ayin v'ayrach in this Indian, in the Shev Shmaitze, and Shmaite Hei, Perek, Yud Aleph, and onwards. So there you can ask that it's a Miyuta the Miyuta, because definitely in regards to the Chazaka and the Rav, because she's 12 years old, there's a Reyesa in that Rav, and it's not considered a miyut that she doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, but rather it's a Sofek HaShokol, so at most it would just be one Reiv mitzad the Simanim al Yainim that she had Simanim Tachtainim and not two. So in that case, the Mishkanes Yaakov definitely has no question. But where there's a Makom for his question is in the Gemara's Havmina, that the Gemara assumed we're going in a case where we weren't Baidik. And in that case, there's definitely a Fartika Reiv to say that probably she has Cyrus. And according to Rabbanan, we're Samech on the Reif. Whereas according to Rav Meir, we're not Samech on the Reif because we're Chayish Lemiyuta. In that case, the Chayre, there's a fire to go Reif Bein Mitzad, the Simanim Al-Yainim, and Bein Mitzad, the fact that she's a Basiyat Beishana, so it should be a Miyuta to Miyuta. So why does Rav Meir say that we're Chayish for the Miyut, and she can't be Chayitz, and she can't be Misiyabim? Now the emes is, there'd be a Mokim to answer, Ladas, the Ramban, Rishar, Shainim, and Masech Techulin. Then Anachanami, it's a Miyuta to Miyuta. And in such a case, Rav Meir agrees that we're not chayish and we're samech on the reif. But being that it's efshar livdaik, just like according to the Rabbanan, which usually go bas a reif, b'makom er tshayich to be mevarer, we don't go bas a reif and we have to be mevarer. So too, according to Rav Meir, that says that a kapanim we go bas a reif, b'makom where it's a ruba de ruba, but being that it's tshayich to be mevarer, we won't be samech on the ruba de ruba and we have to be mevarer. But that is going to bring us to another question. Frek the Rashash on our Gemara, according to the Havamina, why according to the Rabbanan will we be Samech on Reiv, and she can be Chayitz and she can be Misyabim, in a case where we weren't Baidik her, Harei it's Efshar to be Baidik. And the Klal is, the B'makom er Tshayich to be Baidik, you have to be Baidik and you can't be Samech on the Reiv. Now the Rashash tells Tzu and Magen Avram that says, that B'makom Chazak to Meikara, you have to be Baidik. But we can ask the question according to the Rishayim that we mentioned, the Ramban and Shah Rishayim Sechta Chulun, that hold even b'makom where there's no chazaka, any time that there's a reiv, you can't be samech on it b'makom she'ef shalavar. So im kein, b'manav shach ar sugi yeshver. If we're going to explain that according to Rav Meir, the reason why you can't be samech on the ruba is because you have to be mevar, so tul if either Rabbanan, you should not be able to be samech on the reiv because you have to be mevar. And if for some reason, the klal that you have to be mevar does not apply in ar sugi, then we're back shver, that even according to Rav Meir, akapanim here, we should be samech on the reiv because it's only a miyuta de miyuta. But ulai chados mitaretzes b'chaverta. That be'emes over here, there isn't just one reiv; it's a miyuta de miyuta. There's reiv inside the siman elyon and reiv inside the shanim. Now, according to Rav Meir, that usually chayish lemiyuta, and the only time he goes bas a reiv is b'makem where there's a miyuta de miyuta. But being that shayach to be mevar, you can't be samech on the reiv even b'makem a ruba de ruba, and you have to be mevar. Whereas according to Rabbanan that I always go bus a reif, even one reif, even though usually they hold you have to be mevar, but being that over here, there isn't just one reif, it's a miyuta the miyuta, So then, lefi the Rabbanan, in such a case, you don't even have to be mavar. So it come out that the Yisayda Machlekes between Amir and Rabbanan is whether we go bas arayv b'makem where there is one miut. Lefi Amir chayshina lemiuta, and lefi the Rabbanan we don't. But the application, the Arasugya, is because over here, mitzad echad, harei it's efshel lefar. So even according to the Rabbanan that you should go bas arayv, you should have to be mavar. But mitzad sheni, it isn't just a regular arayv. It's a ruba de ruba. The tzad that she doesn't have simanim atachtainim is a miuta de miuta. So, therefore, according to Rav Meir, where only in this case we go bas arayv, akapanim, you have to be mavar. But according to Rabbanan, where usually we go bas arayv, laha, hani, the fact that it's a miuta de miuta, that you don't even have to be mavar. Ulai, you can answer this pshat in the Gemara, al derech apilpol ksas. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. Taisus asks a question, with the Yamas Chabasimen, that according to Rav Meir, that he holds, that it's shayach, that it should be bas siman ha'elyon, b'li siman ha'tachtein. So the ikar is the siman ha'tachtein. Frek taisvis, according to Rav Meir, lo mahuzkar siman ha'elyon b'chlal. The siman ha'elyon is not mylan, it's not myrid. If you have the siman ha'tachtein, that suffices. And if you have the siman ha'elyon, you can't be simich on that. So why mention the siman ha'elyon b'chlal? Now right here, we have to speak out that the Mishkanes Yaakov tain is, that l'chayr, there's a pasha to teretz, that taisvis is kasha. Even though it's true that Be'etzem, Rav Meir, is Chayish L'miyuta, so the fact that there's a Siman Elyon doesn't really change the halacha, Al-Kapanim L'kula. But nevertheless, we could be Mitzarif, the Rav, Machmas the Siman Elyon, together with the Rav of Chazaka the Rava, and it has a din of a Miyuta the Miyuta. So it's important for the Mishnah to tell us that Be'etzem, there is such a thing as a Siman Elyon, so that we should be Mitzarif the two Ravs together, so it should have a din of a Miyuta the Miyuta, which Rav Meir is not Chayish for Bechlal. That's the Mishkanes Yaakov's Taina. And from here he brings another raya that Akapanim Shitas HaTaisvus is that the Chazaka de Rava isn't a real Rav. And therefore it doesn't make it a Miuta de Miuta. Therefore Taisvus has to search for another Teretz. That's the Taina of the Mishkanes Yaakov. Akapanim Taisvus himself has a different Teretz. And for Taisvus, V'yesh Leimar, the Itztrich Le'inyin Einshin V'kidushin. The Rav Pamim Tachtein Asi B'reisha. Zog Taisus, being that even according to Rav Meir, Akapanim is a Rav, so even though we can't be Samech on this Rav, Legabe, Yibam v'chalitza, but we could be Samech on it, Legabe, Kedushin, and Einshim, and other things. The Maram, and other Mefarshim HaMasber, because this there Rav Meir is Chayish L'miyuta, is only the Chumra. But B'makim, where the Chumra is to go bas a Rav, even according to Rav Meir, we're going to be Chayish HaShavadit for the Rav, which is why the Rav works, Legabe Kedushin, and Legabe Einshim. Frek the Rashash, in regards to Einshim, why is that considered a Chumrah? Hare the klal is, b'shavtu ha'eda v'yitzilu ha'eda, anytime there's a small tzad that this person doesn't actually deserve an Einish, we don't give an Einish. And the Rashash is maisif, this is even more Chumr than allowing her to be chaylitz or to be misyavim. There, the greatest chash possible, l'gabi chalitz al-kapanim, is that maybe she'll be over the lav of l'si ha'eshes ha'meis ha'chutza. That's only a lav. But to kill somebody shalek adin, that's a vada much more Chumr. So why would we be Samech on the Rav to give an Einish? Ever the Rashash, that this that Taisa says that we're Samech on the Rav of the Gabi Einish, is not because L'chumra were Samech on the Rav, but rather it's based on the Yisayid that's Mavur and the Gemara Masech Techulin, that B'makim De'efshir, everybody is Maide that we're Samech on Rav. And even Ramer, which is usually Chayish L'miyuta, that's only B'makim that it's Efshir to be Chayish L'miyuta. But B'makim where it's impossible, we could be Samech on the Rav. Therefore, in regards to Einshim, we can never be mavar whether the Rav is emes or not, because we want to be ma'anish for a ma'isa that was done already at a certain point of time. We can't go back in time to be mavar and to be baidik to see whether or not she was a gdela b'shas ma'isa. So in regards to Einshim, we're always semich on Rav, and we never say that chayshina l'miyuta. Only in regards to chalitza v'yibam, where essentially, technically, it's something which could be nisbarer, there Rameir says chayish l'miyuta. But Einshim, which can never be nisbarer, we're never chayish l'miyuta, and we give an einish. That's the pshat in einshim, in taisus. What's the pshat in kedushin? There, it's like we said, because l'chumra, we're going to be chayishish, that her kedushin is a kedushin. Frek the Rashash, l'chayra harei, even without the simanim al yainim, we're going to be chayishish, that her kedushin is a kedushin. Because we're talking about a girl who's 12 years old, and we have a chazak at the rava. Mitzad the chazak at the rava, we're chayish l'chumra, that her kedushin should be a kedushin, she's a surah l'aylam. Sim Kain, we're back to Taisus Kashe. Le'inyan, what does the Mishnah tell us, Simanim al Yainim? And it can't be Legabi the Chumra, because that we would have to be Machmer anyway, Mitzad Chazaka de Rava. That's the Kashe of the Rashash. So the Rosh Hashanah has a number of answers, and we'll mention two of them. The first answer is that the Siman HaElyon is Nagei in a case where we don't know the age of the child. So Be'etzam, there is no Chazakah D'Rava. So what the Siman HaElyon does is that Al Pi Rav, probably there's also Siman HaTachtayin, and therefore that itself creates a Chshash that she may also be 12 years old, and the Simanim really have a din of a Siman. So the Siman HaElyon works L'Chumra in such a case, that when there's a Siman HaElyon without knowing her age, we have to be chayshish that her kedushin is a kedushin and she can't marry somebody else. That's the first teretz of the Rosh Hashanah. The second teretz of the Rosh Hashanah is that it's nogeya in a case where we know we saw bebriros that this girl already had Cyrus before her 12th birthday. And in such a case, like it's mavur on the Gemara and Amud Beis, if those Cyrus remain after her 12th birthday, they're not Cyrus of a Siman Bechlal. Because being that these Cyrus themselves were present before her 12th birthday, so they already have a din of a shuma. So even if they continue to be around, they still have a din of a shuma and they're not really simanim. Now the Rosh Hashanah brings down a Beis Shmuel that says that if we see Cyrus before her 12th birthday and we continue to see Cyrus after her 12th birthday, we don't say that the original Cyrus which were a shuma are gone and these are new Cyrus and she really has a din of a gdaila. But rather we say that probably the original Cyrus, which are Ashuma, those are the Cyrus that we see Lefanenu, and therefore she does not have a din of a G'dayla. But in such a Chatimtze, Lu Yitzur, there are Simanim El Yainim, so we have to be Chayshish Machmas the Rav that she really has Cyrus. And that's going to tell us to assume that these Cyrus are new Cyrus, and they're not the Cyrus of the Shuma. So that's where the Simanim El Yainim are Negea, Akapanim to be Chayshish for the Rav, Lechumra, that in that case, we will say that maybe she's really a Gedaila, and these are new Cyrus, and her Kedushin will be a Kedushin. But Avada, the Chazaka, the Rava, would not be present. That's the second Mahalach of the Rosh Hashanah. So Hayayitze, Bikitzer, Taisus HaTzakasha, that according to our mayor, what's the function of the Simanim El Yainim, being that we don't rely on them anyway? We spoke out to the Mishkanes Yaakov Tainas, that if we assume that the Chazaka, the Rava, is a real Rav, so the Simanim El Yainim are important to create a Miuta de Miuta. But Taisus himself answers, that the use of the Simanim al-Yayinim is that we're going to akapanim b'chayshish for the Rav, l'chumra. And he says, l'inin einshem v'kidushim. We spoke out from the Rosh Hashanah that einshem isn't really a chumra, it's a kula. So it must be based on the Gemara and Chulin, that because by einshem it's impossible to be chayshish for the miut, we're always ma'anish based on the Rav. And regards to kedushin as well, there we're machmer like the Rav. The kash effect of Rosh Hashanah is that we're machmer anyway because of the chazak of the Rav, to which he says, tuterutzim, two cases that there isn't a Chazaka D'Rava, either where we don't know her age, or where Be'emes, the Cyrus, appeared before that she was 12, so the Chazaka D'Rava doesn't tell us that these are Cyrus, Ad-Rava, we assume that they are the same Cyrus as they were before, because of the Shuma. Now, based on the Rav, we're going to be Chayshish that these are new Cyrus. Adkan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings down the Inyan if Bedika of Cyrus can be done Aydei Noshim or not. And the Gemara is machalik between Lefnei HaPerek, Teich HaPerek, and La'achar HaPerek. And the Gemara says La'achar HaPerek, which means once this girl is already at the time that she's expected to have the Cyrus, there's a chazaka de Rava that says that she actually has the Cyrus, and then the Kuliyama she could be Nivdeka Saidei Noshem. But Teich HaPerek, it depends. If you hold Teich HaPerek ke Lefnei HaPerek, so even if there are Cyrus at that time, those Cyrus are a Shuma. So then, the significance of seeing Cyrus at that time is just so that if there's Cyrus later, we'll be Taylor that it's the same Cyrus that were a Shuma. So they could be Nivdakas Aydei Nashim as well. And it's like Cyrus Shalifnei Aperik, which could be Nivdakas Aydei Alpi Nashim. But if you hold that Teich Aperik is the Achar Aperik, and those Cyrus actually have a din of Simanim, and they're not a Shuma, then there's a Machlekes. The Tanakhama holds that in all situations, we could be Samech HaNashim from Bedika Cyrus. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that because in that situation, the Cyrus are actually going to tell us godless. But we don't have a Chazaka D'Rava to strengthen the Eidus of these Nashim. In such a situation, Nashim alone are not Neman. Because essentially, Nashim are not Neman to establish godless. Only B'makim, where there's also a Chazaka D'Rava. But because Teich HaPerek does no Chazaka D'Rava, they're not Neman. That's a summary of the Ikar Gemara. Now, what's the definition of Teich HaPerek and the Achar HaPerek? So in this we find a machlekes between Rashi on our daf and Rabbeinu Tam, which is brought down on Memtesim and Aleph. And in Rabbeinu Tam, there are two pirushim. Rashi shita is that Teich HaPerek means Teich HaZman, anytime during the 12th year. And the Akhara Perek means after 12 years. So it comes out that there's actually a Tana that holds the Teich HaZman Kal Akhara HaZman, that there are Cyrus within the 12th year, that has a din of Cyrus. Which is Shver, like the Rishayna Marmairer, that the Gemara earlier on the Fem Hamad Beis and the Fem Vavam and Aleph were Deiche that Tzad. Akapanav that's Shitas Rashi. However, Rabbeinu Tam says that Teich HaPerek B'zeh Shainai is Yoyma Achrein Shal Shnas Yud Beis V'yoyim Echad L'Nekeva, I B'yoyim Shnas Yud Gimel V'yoyim Echad L'Zachar. Now in the Rush and the tour, also B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, they bring down those Teretz in a little bit of a different Nusach. Instead of saying the Yoyim Achrein Shal Shnas Yud Beis V'yoyim Echad, they say it's the Yoyim Achrein Shal Yud Beis for Nekeva, and Yoyim Achrein of Shnas Yud Gimel for a Zachar. So we have two Nischayas within Rabbeinu Tam. Either this Machlaikis, Teich HaPerek, is talking about the Yom Akhrein of Yud Beis V'Yom Echad, or the Yom Akhrein of Yud Beis. And the Beis Shmuel and Simon Kufnan Hei, Sivkatin Beis, points out this Machlaikis, the two ways of saying this Pshat. Now what's the definition of Yud Beis V'Yom Echad? So the Tumim, in Simon Lamed Hei, he says that it's talking about the day after he turns Yud Gimel for a boy, or she turns Yud Beis for a girl. Now, L'chayra, that's very shver, because at that point, they're full-fledged G'daylim. And also, frek the Tumim, why would that be called Teich HaPerek? And also, we could be Maisif, why at that point is there no Chazaka D'Rava? Zok the Tumim, that it's obvious that Rabbeinu Tam, according to this Mahalach, understands, like the Shita that we brought down in a previous year, to Daf Mem Zayin, of Rashi and Erech and Daf Yud Ches, and Taisus and Erech and Daf Lamed Aleph, that for godless, we require me'eis le'eis in shais, which means that whatever hour of the day this child was born, we have to wait till that hour, 13 years later, for him to have a din of a gadol, or 12 years later, for a girl to have a din of a gadayla. So that day, prior to reaching the time, the shah of me'eis le'eis, that they're actually gadayla me'ikar adin, that's the day that's considered teich haperek. So the shita that holds a teich haperek is kalafnei haperek, shita's Reb Shimon. That's because he holds that they don't have a din of a gadol b'chlal, because the me'eis le'eis didn't come yet. However, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that mikol makim, if the Cyrus come any time during that day, even before the time of me'eis le'eis, teich haperek is kala achara perek. That means to say, essentially, they did not reach a full 13 years or 12 years. But teich haperek has a din kala achara perek. Why is that so? So the emes is, there are two ways to be masber, and we mentioned these two ways in the Shira to Daf Mem Zayin. The Tumim says, V'zeh l'shaynai, Hayel v'hayyem ahu, hu yoyim gadlus, avidi simanim l'kadmi v'asi eza shayis. So the Tumim is telling us that it's an inyan in Metzias. Because that's the day that they're expected to show signs of gadlus, it's usual for the gadlus to be makdim eza shayis, some hours. Now, l'chayr, we have to say that it's not just that they're makdim a few hours, because what would be if they were born immediately after Tzeis HaKechavim? Would we say that if they're makdim and they show Cyrus a few hours before Tzeis HaKechavim on the previous day, that they also have a din of a gadol? Avada not. So we have to say that the metzias is that they could actually bring Cyrus sometime during that day. Tzarech Ian Abyssal, how this metzias works. But the emes is that there's another mahalach, and we mentioned it in the Shir Tadaf Mem Zayin, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, Hilchas Ishus, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf Aleph, he says that even though we really have to wait until the time of Me'eis Le'eis, nevertheless, once the day begins a little bit, we can apply the din of Miksas Hayayim Kekulai. So according to that, that could be a hezber in the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam, Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that says, Teich HaPerek Kelachar HaPerek. Once we reach a little bit into that day, so it's Miksas Hayayim Kekulai, and although it's essentially Teich HaPerek, because the Zman was initialam until the Me'eis Le'eis, but a little is enough, Teich HaPerek Kelachar HaPerek. Now this that we say Teich HaPerek Kelachar HaPerek just explains why, if the Cyrus actually appear, do they have a din of Cyrus of Simanim, and their Simani Godless. And that's because, in regards to the din Godless, we can apply the klal of Miksas Hayayim Kekulai, and the Cyrus have a din Godless. However, in regards to the Chazaka D'Rava, that's something that's totally in the Metzias. The Chazaka is totally a Svara, that she's expected to show Cyrus at that point. That's a Vada Mitli Toli only in the scientific Metzias, and therefore, that isn't true until we actually reach Me'eis Le'eis, where biologically, 13 years have passed for a boy and 12 years for a girl. That's the chayr of the beer that we can say in the Rabbeinu Tam as it appears in our Taisvus. Now, according to the way it appears in the Torah and in the Rush, that we're talking about the final day of Yud Beis, so we can understand why it's considered Teicha Perek, because it is still Teicha Perek. Nevertheless, the Chiddush is, L'das Rabbi Yehuda, that Teicha Perek is Kalachar Perek. Now, the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchas Isha's Perek Beis, Alach Yud Ches, says that Avada, she doesn't get a din of a Gedayla until the end of the day when she is a full Yud Beis Shanim, or a boy Yud Gimel Shanim. This that Rabbi Yehuda says, Teicha Perek, Kalachar Perek, according to this Mahalach, when we're talking about the last day of Yud Beis Shanim for a girl and Yud Gimel Shanim for a boy, is just in regards that the Sirus don't have a din of a Shuma, they have a din of Simanim. But Avada, the actual Chalais Godless, is Mitli Tali V'Kai until the day is Nishlam, and he's a full 13 years old, and she's a full 12 years old. That's the Svara that the Mishnah Melech says, and with that he's Masber, a Rashi, Masech Divam, Staf Lama Dalid, Ayin Sham. Now, Rav Reuven Grozovsky, in Chidushi Rav Reuven, Masech Divam, Simen Tez Zayin, and onwards, brings down the Mishnah Lamelech as a raya to the Chakira that he declares, which we spoke about B'siyat HaDashmaya earlier in the Shira Tadaf Memvav. The Chakira there was that we know that Cyrus that arrived before Yud Beis Shanim or Yud Gimel Shanim have a din of a Shuma. And they only have a din of Simanim once he reaches or she reaches Shanim as well. Now the Chakira is, do we say that the function of Shanim is just in order so that we should consider the Cyrus to be Simanim and not a Shuma? Or do we say that besides for the Simanim, we actually need the Shanim as a Tziruf to the Simanim, that the two together should create Godless? That was the Chakir that we spoke about with Siyat HaDashmai earlier, and we brought Kamarayas Lekan Ulekan. So Dr. Reuven, from this Mahalach of the Mishnah Lamelech, in the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, we see that we require a Tziruf of Simanim and Shanim. Because on the last day, Teicha Perek Lachar Perek according to Yehuda, the Simanim already have a din of a Shuma. Nevertheless, she still doesn't have a din of a gdaila. Why not? Hare the Simanim are here, and the Simanim don't have a din of a Shuma. Kinereh, besides for the Simanim being real Simanim and not a Shuma, we also need the actual Shanim in order to create Godless. Therefore, the Cyrus that she brings the final day has a din of Simanim, so you have that chelik of what creates Godless, but the actual Godless is not Nishlam until you have the Tziruf of the Shanim as well, which is only going to be at the end of the day. So in summary, we have three pirushim what Teicha Perek is. According to Rashi, it's Teicha Zman. According to Rabbeinu Tam, as it appears in our Taisus, like the Tumim is Masber, it's the day following Yud Beis for a girl and following Yud Gimel for a boy. And according to the Mahalach of the Rush and the Torah B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Teicha Perek means the final day of Yud Beis for a girl and Yud Gimel for a boy. And the Mishnah Melech tells us that that only works so that we should consider the Cyrus to actually be a Simen, but the Godless is not Chal until the night. And now let's go weiter to be Masber, the Etzem Nidoin, about Eidos of Noshem in regards to Simanim. We mentioned that Tanakama holds that they're always Neman, whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon hold that the Noshem are only Neman with Tziruf of Chazaka. What's the pshat in the sheet of the Tanakama? So the Ramban, and Chidush Ramban over here in our sugya, he says that being that the Simanim are a Dover Da Avida Legluyei, it's possible to check up on this Isha and find out if she's actually being made an Eidus Emes or not. Therefore, you don't need Eidus Kimura, and any Eidus, even of an Isha, suffices. And Rabbeinu Tam shells suit to this, a Sugi Masechti Yevamastaf Lametesam at Beis, which is known as Ishtamayda. The Gemara over there is talking about how do we know that a person is the brother of the Mace in regards that his Maisa Chalitza could allow her to marry Lashuk. And the Gemara says that Bezdin could hear it from an Ein Echad, even from an Isha. And through that, the Bezdin could write, Ishtamaydah, has been known to us that this is actually a brother of the Mace. What's the reason why one Eid is enough, and even an Isha? So, Ramban, for the same reasoning, because it's a Milsa Davida Legluyei. Research can be done to see if they're lying, which is why we don't require two Eidim Ksherim, and one Eid, even an Isha, is enough. But the Ramban is Mamshech to bring the Pirush of the Rif over there, and Masechti Yevamos. The Rif has a different explanation as to why one Eid is enough in regards to Yibam. And he says, because this Eidos is not Bidvar Isser and not Bidvar Mamain, Ella Giloy Milsa Ba'alma. The Rif is not going with the Svar because it's Avida Legluyei, so therefore they would say the truth. The Rif is telling us a different Svar Lagamri. He's saying because the Eidos that they are brothers is not essentially an Eidos bedvar Isser or bedvar Mamayin, so the klal of Alpishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar doesn't apply. All we need is any person to be Magala Milsa to let us know this fact that they are brothers. Once we know they are brothers, we can use this for whatever halacha we'd like, even in regards to Chalitza. Because the Etzem Eidos Mitzar Atzmai isn't bedvar Isser or bedvar Mamayin, so therefore one Eid and Afilo Apia Isha suffices. Memeilo Zakhtar Ramban, Lefidat, that's also the Pshat in Arasagya. To say that she has Cyrus, to say that she's a Gedayla, Mitzar Atzmai, isn't Eidos Bedvar Isser. Mitzar Atzmai saying that she's a Gedayla and that she has Cyrus is just a Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. Afterwards, we would like to be Samech on that and use that for Chalitza. That's okay. As long as the Eidos Mitzar Atzmai isn't Eidos B'Chalitza, isn't Eidos B'Dover Shabbat, it's just a Gilu Milsa Ba'alma, and even one Eid and Isha works. So we have two Pirushim, why Eidos of Isha works if either Tanakama. Both are Tzugishtel to the Sugya and Mesechti Yivamas of Ishta Meida. Both have to do with Gilu Milsa, but there's two different Avonis Lagamri. The Fida Ramban, it's a Svar, because of Ida Lagluya, she's for sure saying the truth. And the Rif, the Svar is because the Eidos Mitzar Atzmai is just a Maisa Gilu Milsa, and not an Eidos Bidvar Isser. Now, the Maisa, the Rif in Yivamas Daf Memamad Beis, and it's also brought down in the back of Mesechta Nida, he's paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're only Neman B'makam where there is a chazaka. And in fact, based on Rabbi Yehuda, he brings a raya that we actually paskin like the chazaka de Rava. Now it comes out that the shita of Rava, and that's actually how the Rif paskins, is that in our Gemara, in regards to Eidos of Simonim that she's a Gdaila, Lemaisa were not Samech and Eidos Nashim. We're only Samech and Eidos Nashim only but see of the fact that there's a chazaka de Rava, so then we just need an Isha to be Maisav on the chazaka, so we should have a full Namanis. But B'makom where there's no chazaka de Rava, Eidos Nashim doesn't suffice. So this is L'chayre Estira to the Rif himself, who paskins the Klal of Ishta Maida. If the Rif in Masechta Yevama says that any time the Eidos is not B'dvar Isra, B'dvar Mamon, it's just a Gilu Milsa, so even one Eid of Isha suffices, and the Ramban says that Hu Adin Ar Sugya, Eidos Angadis Mitzat Atzme is also not an Eidos B'dvar Isra, so why does the Rif himself paskin now like the Tanakama? He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that over here Eidos Nashim doesn't work, and you need the Tziruf of the Chazaka de Rava. This question is posed by the Tashbitz in Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Gimel, and the Mishkanes Yaakov in Chelek Eben Ezra Siman Mem Beis is also Mayrach about this Inyan. Now the Rivash in Siman Kuf Pei Beis is also an Asayir in this, and he says that this Klal of the Rif, that the Eidos is not B'dvar Isra B'dvar Mamon, it's just a Gilu Milsa Ba'alma, that it works even one Eid and Isha, that's only if this Eidos was accepted Shaloi B'shas the Shaila came to Bezdin. For example, in the case of Yivamis, only B'makim where this Eid came not in the context of being Mater this Chalitza, Stam to tell us information that these two are brothers, so B'shas Maisa, the Eidos is taken not B'dvar Isra, not B'dvar Mamon, it's just a Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. So that's accepted as a Yediyah in Bezdin. Later on, when the Shaila is Nesayir to Bezdin, whether the Chalitza works, we can apply this Yediyah that we already have previously, Shaloi B'shas the Shaila, which was just a Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. But Lu Yitzuyer, the Eid comes once the Shaila is already on the table of Bezdin. So this Eidos is coming to tell us a fact within the context of a Shaila, which is B'dvar Isra. Avada, we don't say it's a Gilu Milsa. Now we're accepting the Eidos, but Tyrus and Eidos of Davar Shabbat Erva. And we cannot accept the Eid, and we need two Kasher Eidim. The Chasam Sofer in Chuvis, Chelek Yerideh, Siman Kuf Ayin Hei, also goes with this Mahalach. And he's Maisef Ahezber, Alpi the Rambam HaYedua, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Tazayin Halacha Vav. The Rambam over there says, that although an Eid Echad is only Neman B'Isurin, and is not Neman for Einshin, nevertheless, if an Eid Echad comes to Bezin to say a specific piece of meat is chalev, in regards to Isser, not in the context of Einish, and afterwards we have two Eidim that saw somebody eat it, we can give this person Malkus. Now, although the original Yediyah that this piece is a piece of chalev comes to Mikoyach an Eid Echad, and that Nemanis is not strong enough to be Manish, Alpiv, nevertheless, because B'shas Maisa, when the Eid Echad came, he came not in the context of an Einish, and we were able to accept the idea that this is a piece of chalev, now it's huchzak as a fact in Bezdin, and it can be used even later on in the Gabe Einshin. So Su says the Chasam Sofer, that's the Yisayit in our sugya. although currently we're going to allow chalitza to be done based on a yediyah which we got from an erecha, which is an isha, that doesn't matter. Because b'shas the erecha came, it wasn't said in the context of chalitza, who is said b'tar is gilu milsa ba'alma, that these two are brothers. Now it became an established fact in Beis Din, it's huchzak. So afterwards, we can allow them to do chalitza based on a yediyah which has already been established in Beis Din. That's the pshat in Ishlamayda in Masechta Yevamos. Now in our sugya, we're not talking about where the Isha came stam to say that this girl has Shtei Sairus. We're talking about a situation where she came to Beis Din within the context of us allowing her to do chalitza. Memela, currently, we can't accept this edus of the Isha Bechlal. And that's the pshat why Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Isha is not Neman, only Betzirav Echazaka Derava. And in this is the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama holds that an Isha could come and say stam effect that she has Simanim, although there is already a Shaila on the table of Beis Din whether or not she can do Chalitza. But the Isha can say a fact because that fact Mitzad Atzmai doesn't have a Shem, Davar Sheba Erva. That fact is just telling her that she's a Gedayla. It's Negeya Mitzvahs. It's Negeya other things. And afterwards, we can use this Lagabi Chalitza. The fact that the Shaila has already been a Sairer in Beis Din doesn't take away from the ability of the Isha to be Neman B'tayres Gila Milsa Ba'alma. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, and that's how the Rif holds the Maisa, that this concept of Ishtamayda and Gila Milsa Ba'alma only works because the Shaila is not being Nidain in Beis Din. So it's a separate Shaila Lagamri, which has no Shaychas, has no ramifications Lagabi Isurim or Davar Sheba Erva currently. So that becomes Huchzak and Beis Din. And later, if the Shaila is Nesoyer, we can base our Psak based on a previous idea. However, once the Shaila is actually in Beis Din, and the Kabbalah in Beis Din is going to immediately be applied to this Shaila, which is a Shaila of Davar Sheba Erva, there we don't have the Klal of Gila Milsa Ba'alma. That's a full-fledged Davar Sheba Erva and requires two Edim Ksherim. I've got this Inyan, and we're going to end with one more small Inyan. The Gemara brings down to the Braisa, V'chein hayu Rabbi Eliezer moiser le'ishtai. Rabbi Shmuel moiser le'imai. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shmuel also held that the nevdakas alpinashim like the Tanakama. And the Braisa tells us that Rabbi Eliezer used to give it to his wife and Rabbi Shmuel used to give it to his mother. We have to understand why is this an important piece of information. So the emes is, the Rambam Menuchas Ishus, Perek Beis, Halacha Chof, he says that we are only mamin nashim ksheiris. And the Nisekelim say that the Rambam's Makar is from this price that it says, Maiser Leishtai, Maiser Leimai. The point of the Gemara bringing this is not just out of Maiser Shahaya, but rather to teach us that we only rely on Nashim Ksheirais Vinamanais. Now the Mishkanes Yaakov, in that tshuva which we've mentioned so many times, in Eben Ezer, Simon Membeis, he asks, if an Isha is Neman, if one Eid is Neman, since when do we find that we differentiate between different kinds of Nashim? Nashim ksheres, nashim sheinim ksheres. Obviously, a isha that's becheskas shakrin, we can't accept. But any regular isha should suffice. Why do we need davke nashim ksheres vinamanais? Zot the Mishkan es Yaakov, in that tshuva that we mentioned so many times, in Eben Ezer, Simon Membeis, that what we see from here is that be'emes, an isha should not be neman. Be'emes, we should need two edim, midin ein davet shaver v'pachas mishnayim. Nevertheless, Chazal were mekel in regards to edus of simanim of a girl, because it's not rachel darchenayam that a man, two male edim, should go ahead and be baidik the simanim of a girl. So instead of two edim, we rely on an isha which is kimla begavah delay meshakra. This concept of an isha of kimla begavah delay meshakra is a concept which comes from a gemara in Masechta Ksubos Daf Pehei, that there's such a thing as an isha which Chazal were Seimechan because they knew that this person tells the truth. That's what we need over here, so that the Isha should be able to take the place of two Edim Ksherim. Essentially, we need two Edim Ksherim, but we're going to be Seimechan an Isha, which is Ksherev in a menace, and it's Kimlon that she doesn't lie, because of Drachel Darche Nayam. Now, Zok the Mishkanes Yaakov, that explains why, according to Rabbi Eliezer and according to Rabbi Shmuel, we would need an Isha Kshera, because they hold that your Isha is always the menace, even Mamakum there's no Chazaka Derava. But Arei the Rambam paskins that an Isha is only the menace, but Sir of the Chazaka Derava like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And still he says that you need an Isha Kshera. Why would you need an Isha Kshera? Once we have a Chazaka Derava, we really should essentially rely on the Chazaka Derava. The Isha is just a Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. So Im Kain, the Shitas HaRamam should be that we don't need Dafka Nisha Kshera, not like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shmuel, any Isha should suffice. Zok the Mishkanes Yaakov, this is yet another riot to his big Yisoid, that Be'emes, the Chazaka, the Rava, isn't a full-fledged Chazaka. Because had it been a full-fledged Chazaka, any Isha would be enough. Elamai, it's just a Chazaka which works Midrabanan. Therefore, if you want to actually believe this Isha on a Deraisa level, we have to have the same power of the Isha that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shmuel require, which is an Isha Ksher of an Amenes that has a din of Kimla Bekava. Arkan this Inyan and Arkan this Shir to Masech Tanida Daf Memches.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shirim on any Daf and Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.